Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Bob Brum. He's a professional speaker and encouragement engineer. Bob, welcome to our podcast.
Well, Christopher, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
So Bob, I always tell people, because they ask me, I've done so many interviews, whether on the podcast, for my business, for my philanthropic work, literally over 1,000. And they say, what stands out, Christopher? And I tell them, that's the thing. A lot of people don't stand out because they don't have a great brand. They don't have a great story. But in your case, Bob, you immediately stand out because you say you're an encouragement engineer. So kudos for you for standing out, Bob.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And talk to us about that. Again, it's so simple, but you put two words that people understand, but yet I've never actually literally seen them in that context. So tell our audience, what does that mean by being an encouragement engineer?
Well, thanks, Christopher. The idea behind an encouragement engineer is the idea that I like doing a lot of speaking. I talk about positivity and encouragement. And that idea, people think of, well, that's like a motivational speaker. Yes, it is, but you can't make somebody be motivated. You can help them to see the opportunities and the brightness by encouraging them, to help them to take the actions necessary, the positive actions necessary to see the difference in what can occur, what can happen with your life by looking at something just a little bit differently. And that's done through encouragement. People don't want to be told and shoved down their throat, oh, rah, rah, do this, because that'll wash away. Encouragement helps them to take the action themselves, and then they have a say in what goes on. They get a chance to look at something, see something a little differently, and see the value of their positive actions towards their goals. And that's what an encouragement engineer does. The engineering aspect came because I've been in the IT field for over 25 years, and a lot of those, it's a technical field. And a lot of engineers don't understand the value of people, the people doing the work. They all have stuff going on in their lives. It's not just about work, but it's about people. And that encouragement helps them to achieve their goals, whether it's work-related, personal, you know, their personal lives, whatever it may be.
That's great, Bob. And it's very telling. If you look at Bob's profile on LinkedIn, again, unfortunately, Bob, I don't know why this is the case, but success really does leave clues. And so in your case, whether saying that you do stand out, and the very word outstanding means you stand out, so this whole encouragement engineer. But if you actually look at Bob's about page, he talks about the fact that his mother passed away when he was young, and his grandmother and grandfather. But he also says, what do I do? Who do I serve? And what others say. Now, the reason why I say that, because Bob can be sharing his advice to you. But if you know that Bob, based on his LinkedIn profile, is very, very clear about what he does, who he serves, and what other people are saying, you know that that's the same process that he'll help you with your clients. And the fact that he shares his own personal story shows that he's a very empathetic, compassionate guy. Now, again, I'm just saying this to you, Bob, but I want our listeners to know that there's so much you can glean from someone by only just looking at their LinkedIn profile, or in your case, your stories that you share. But I hope our listeners really learn from you, and you haven't even said much, but only because you said a lot in your LinkedIn profile. So I really wanted to profile and highlight what you've done well, Bob. And I really encourage our listeners to really learn about you, go to your website, hire you, because it's so powerful that you have that understanding, clarity, and articulation, Bob. So thank you for that. Now I'm curious, how did you understand that? Again, you speak very clearly, but more importantly, you're a business guy. You clearly need to know who your clients are, and you clearly state who your clients are that you serve. So when did you realize how important that was?
That came about through process of learning. And that's what it was you start to look at, okay, what are other people doing? Like you said, success leaves clues. Look at what others that have gone the path before you have done. Look at the ones that are successful. What are they doing? And you can see the tracks that they leave. You know, it's important to know who your audience is. Who do you want to serve? And keep that in mind. Serving is critical. It's not all about me. It's about how can I help somebody else? It's not me, but helping others, because that's what our world needs. Our world needs the greatness of everybody working together, not just me as an individual, because I can only do so much. I can't do everything, but others together, when we group together and we see the value of everyone together, that's where it comes into play. And you see that through learning processes that people have done before you, people are doing alongside of you, several online other podcasts, things like that, that learn these processes. So, and you talk about those key pieces in a LinkedIn profile. So that's important. But that's what you're doing, is making sure you're helping others. Who are you serving?
Yeah. And again, really clarifying, being really clear with the words you use. It doesn't matter if you're a great writer or not. But again, if you look at Bob's profile, it really is clear. And I have to highlight that because it's important. I get a lot of people that they say their business is struggling. I'm like, well, I look at their profile, I look at the LinkedIn, and I'm like, this is why I'm struggling, my friend. But going back to you, Bob, who is the first person to encourage you? Because it always starts quite young with these type of things.
Well, and it does. And my father would have to be that person, I think, because as you notice my profile, I lost my mother when I was 6 years old. I didn't really even get a chance to know her. I lost her to cancer. But my dad was always there to make sure we had somewhat of a normal childhood. You know, you played outside, you had fun, you go after what you want. Was it going to be easy? No. You're going to get your hands dirty. You're going to have to work for some things. But, you know, he was always there to make sure we could have some type of normalcy and a roof over our head. He built his business as we were young. And so that was always an encouragement. Aunts and uncles were strong. So family was a strong encouragement as well.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, I never frankly appreciated the upbringing I had, Bob. I had a mom and dad there, and they didn't necessarily encourage me that much. It was a very traditional household, but I still do. I started this homeless youth program in LA at a shelter, and I would mentor all these kids that have literally been beaten or raped or molested. And it's like very horrific things. And the commonality was always, did they have someone in their life that loved them, encouraged them, supported them, whether it's a mother or father, their aunt or uncle. And that's such one of the most important things that hopefully you take from this, because again, you're this encouragement engineer, but also it comes from somewhere. So I appreciate you sharing that and being so open with that, because it's so challenging, especially in terms of what we're going through now. Now, relative to your clients, go ahead.
It's very important, especially now when you got to be separated from people. You got to understand there's people out there that are going to need extra, help and encouragement. And just saying hi sometimes and smiling at somebody is a simple way to encourage somebody.
That's great. And what are some other simple ways you share with your clients on a day-to-day level that they can be like you, an encouragement engineer?
Well, know the value you have within you. That's an important one. People forget the value they have within them. They think, oh, well, I've got to overcome this, I've got to overcome that. Yeah, you might have to, and it may seem very large, but if you keep stepping forward, taking those steps, taking those actions, knowing that you have immense value inside of you to take those steps, you can do that. Like I said, a lot of times it's just smiling at others, being polite, use those things called manners that our society seems to have forgotten. You know, remember that other people have value as well. You don't know what they're going through. So when you share a smile, or you share an encouraging word, or you share a joke with somebody, that's a way of an encouragement that helps them to brighten their day, smile a little sooner. Smile, because you don't know what they're going through. Help them lift up their spirit. Once you see that smile on somebody else's face, it really helps you as well. So you get a, you know, double dose, giving it away and receiving it back.
I love that, Bob. I mean, for me, like I said, I didn't necessarily get a lot of encouragement growing up, but I started reading a lot of these self-help books like the Og Mandino's and the Brian Tracy and Tony Robbins. So for you, do you have any books that you'd recommend for our listeners to dive into?
A couple classics that are always out there, Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, obviously Tony Robbins' Unlimited, Unleash the Power Within. The Bible is a very good one. It shows both sides of the story, good and bad. So there's books, those are three top ones that I would say come to mind right off my, you know, top of my mind.
Well, I'll make sure when I see Tony or his colleagues that you had a guest that said, you know, Think and Grow Rich, Tony, and the Bible.
There you go.
but again, the more important thing I want listeners to glean from this is learn from Bob, go to his website, go to his LinkedIn, because it's those simple things that have profound impact and results, not just in your life, but in around you. So Bob, thanks for being on our podcast. How can our guests connect with you?
Well, they can connect me through the most social media sites on LinkedIn. My profile's out there. It's Bob Brum, B-R-U-M-M. They can go to bobbrumspeaks.com as well for more information about what I can help you with, and links to my podcast as well.
Bob, thanks again for your time. Have a great day.
Thank you, Christopher. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.